Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, folks. Hope you're having a great Monday morning. What a great weekend, right? Zurich Classic. You could not have asked for a better ending to that. The drama around that ending was just absolutely incredible. And obviously, the team that won, a lot of people were pulling for them. Obviously, the big name players, first time here, one of them that is, Rory McIlroy. I mean, you just couldn't ask for anything more. The weather was perfect. The crowds were perfect. The other day, he and his partner, Lowry, were at a restaurant getting a standing ovation. They obviously were really taken aback by the way that the city embraced them as players, probably something that they've not seen anyplace else. And you could tell right away that they recognized that there was something different about this place we call home. And it was really good to hear them talk about their experience and how welcoming folks were to them over this past weekend. Same can be said for Jazz Fest. Jazz Fest, huge success, as always. Just record crowds, unbelievable. Got a chance to spend a couple of days out there. Had a great time. The broadcast, want to thank Miller Lite. They were just so accommodating, so friendly, as they always are. It was a great experience for me. I had so much fun talking to folks and never understanding or realizing or recognizing the significant impact that the Jazz and Heritage Foundation has had on so many people's lives. And it really have moved them in a way that probably no other experience would have brought them to the point where they are from a business perspective and or personally. And you heard that over and over and over again, not only from food vendors, but from local talent as well. And it was just so interesting and so rewarding and just a great experience to spend some time with those folks. And I want to thank Miller Lite again out there, Crescent Crown, for hosting us. They always make it so enjoyable out there. What a venue. A lot of great people. Got to run into a lot of folks I have not seen in a long time, and that was a special treat as well. You know, and it's interesting about this weekend. Obviously, on the flip side, the Pelicans lost another tough game. They face elimination tonight. Hopefully they're able to pull it out. We want to make sure that we show up for the game, that we make a difference for them. It helps for sure, creating that excitement at the Smoothie King Arena. So hopefully they're able to pull that game out. And in the draft, the Saints are graded by NFL.com as an A-. Others have kind of said they're an A or B, better than most of the teams in their division conference. So that was great as well. So a lot of phenomenal, wonderful things that happened over the weekend. And it was just hopefully carries forward to next weekend. And we'll see whether or not that happens or not. It looks like the weather is going to cooperate. A lot of this is driven by the weather. So we'll see exactly where all of this goes. Now, unfortunately, there's a backdrop across this country that seems to be getting out of hand. In fact, we got a little taste of it just yesterday. We had protesters over the weekend. Actually, sooner than yesterday, we had the pro-Palestinian group writing graffiti on some of the most iconic buildings in the place that we call home, our city, the city of New Orleans. I hope we catch this individual. I hope we prosecute this individual. And I hope that we punish this individual to the most serious means available to us, plain and simple. In order to send a message that we are not going to tolerate your destructiveness, your disruptiveness, your damaging of properties that are iconic, that represent the culture and the history of the place that we call home. And if you think I'm overreacting, I would say think again. Look at what's going on across the country. If we don't let people know who's in charge, this gets worse. All we need to look at is Columbia. Better yet, how about California State Polytechnic University Humboldt? They make Columbia look like they have things under control out there. The school's now shut down out there in California for the rest of the semester. They've taken over two, possibly three buildings on the campus. The president of the university is attempting to sit down and negotiate with these individuals, even willing to look at the investments made by the university in order to determine whether or not they are invested in any Israeli companies. The protesters have taken control of the buildings. They have zip-tied entrances to the academic and administrative building there. They've chained other entrances there. They're using furniture and tents to block these entrances as well. And the list goes on and on. Who is in charge of these campuses? This is not credible leadership. This is not leadership at all. This is a collective group of university officials that are cowards. And the most simple question is to ask, what do you fear? What do you fear? You put rules and regulations in place. They just snub it. They just tell you, stick it. They're not paying any attention to that. They're doing what they want, where they want, when they want, how they want. And these alleged leaders of these advanced educational campuses across the country are sitting back doing nothing, trying to negotiate with these terrorists in many respects and kids. And it even gets worse. The other day, a journalist, while on CNN, no big surprise there, right? Kara Swisher, this past Saturday, she says, you know, it's interesting about what's going on. Some people are saying that the question is, are you for order and against chaos or for protests and the right to free speech? And what's interesting is how quickly everyone is shifting. All the free speech warriors are suddenly like, order, order, we must have order. Why would Kara Swisher be surprised by this? She has to be aware that Free speech is not one that can go totally unrestricted. There are time, place, and manner restrictions that are constitutional. Most of these universities have adopted rules and regulations as it relates to those time, place, and manner restrictions that are allowable. But all of a sudden, this is an either-or mutually exclusive thing. And we're wondering why free speech warriors are saying, yeah, we, in order to preserve free speech, we have to make sure that we follow the rules, that we follow the regulations, that we follow the laws that have been tested and have proven to be constitutional. Because the moment in time we no longer do that, we have really given up our right to free speech. And that's why the authorities can be called in. That's why the authorities can take the actions that they are obligated to take. That's when they raise their right hand and they take that oath of office, that they're there to enforce the Constitution and laws of the state, the Constitution and laws of the United States, that they're completely and totally justified in doing so. But it is reporters like this that are dangerous, because she doesn't stop there. She goes on to say, so there are heinous things that are said, but there is a line where you have to support also young people, especially when they do things that they do badly. Not to support them is sort of anti-American in a way. Can you believe that an educated reporter would say that when young people engage in disruptive, destructive behavior on our college campuses, have disrupted the educational learning environment, have actually stepped all over the rights of others who have made significant investments to educate oneself, that we should support these young people and understand that they're going to do bad things at some point in time in their life. Who are these people? Where did they get this mantra whereby you, me, and others are obligated to support bad behavior because they just happen to be young people? Well, we know that that's not necessarily true, right? Because what we do know is these kids are going to end up growing, they're going to grow up. They're not going to be marred for life. They grow up. And they recognize some of the things that they did that they should have been held accountable for, and in some cases are being held accountable for. And it probably is an eye-opener, is going to change their life. They come out of the participation trophy culture where everybody is a winner, right? Well, that's not life. It doesn't work that way. And we do know that they understand somewhat, because there's already a hesitation on the part of some. They're actually thinking about the ramifications. Why? Part of the negotiation is to rid themselves of their expulsion, suspension, disciplinary records, because they realize that there's a mark on their record and it could actually hurt their future. Then we also realize in a more overt way their understanding of what they're doing and the detrimental effect it may have on their careers. How do we know that? They're hiding their faces, right? They're masking their faces in order to secrete their identity. That in and of itself tells you they know exactly what they are doing. And it also, in a very overt way, reveals that they understand that they fear the consequences. They fear the ramifications. They fear that there will be action taken against them, and that's why they are secreting their identity. You know what these folks are? They are cowards. And we need to call them cowards. They don't believe in whatever they're talking about enough to reveal their identity. They don't believe in what they're talking about enough to suffer the consequences and the ramifications of their actions. The first thing that they do when the police go hands-on is they try to get away. They try to run away. They are cowards. They are not true to their mission. They are not true to their cause. This is a show. This is a playtime. This is a freak show, what's going on in this country today. And we have idiot educational leaders of universities in this country that are sitting down trying to negotiate with these numbskulls. It is an embarrassment. We should be embarrassed by the educational leadership. And when you talk to these kids and ask them what it means from the river to the sea, they don't even understand that there is such a place, the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. They can't even name it. When you ask them about the meaning of Intifada, they don't understand that either. They don't understand about what there was a first Intifada, a second Intifada. They don't understand that the literal translation of it is an uprising or a shaking off, but the more common message of Intifada is to bring harm to Jews. Aggressive resistance against Israel. Aggressive resistance against Zionism. They have no clue what it actually means. So they're not true to anything. And yet, we are going to attempt to sit down and talk to these individuals about what it is they want, that they want in this negotiation. The leader of the group in Colombia, an individual by the name of Kamani James, said, "Zionists don't deserve to live. And be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists." He ultimately ended up apologizing for it after it went viral. What is he looking for, sympathy? He spoke the words. He should suffer the consequence of the words, right? What is Colombia doing? Is there an investigation? Is there disciplinary action taken? Is there anything that's going on here? Protesters have signs suggesting that the counter-demonstrators waving an Israel flag could be Al-Qassam's next target. Screaming, go back to Poland, go back to Belarus. They have no idea of the history of the area. They have no idea why the area is even named Palestine. Go look it up. Figure it out for yourself. They have no idea about anything of what they're talking about. And these are the people that our educational leaders in this country want to sit down with and negotiate. And negotiate to what end? That's the real question here. What is the final solution? We have everybody talking about a two-state solution in Israel, and most everyone who talks about it understands and believes that it's never going to happen. It's unrealistic. So what is the final solution here for these individuals? Is it, as Kamani James say, that Zionists don't deserve to live? It's obvious that that's his final solution. And the leaders of Colombia would be willing to sit down with someone like this? How do they justify that position? How egregious is that to every Columbia University student that pays close to $90,000 a year to go to that crazy place over there and have their leaders wanting to sit down and negotiate with individuals like this. And the interesting thing is that, you know what we ought to be talking about in this country right now? What we ought to be talking about is, why are we importing haters? Why would we give any of these people a student visa to come to this country and disrupt the educational landscape that our citizens should be able to enjoy open and freely? That's what we ought to be debating right now, is why would we import haters? They hate America. They hate Israel. They hate everyone who's ever invested a nickel with an Israeli company, an Israeli-owned, family-owned business, or otherwise. Why would we reward them to set foot in the most incredible country in the world? What we should be talking about is taking away their student visas, everyone that's arrested, everyone that participates in this in violation of these university rules that are there, and send them back to Gaza. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. You know, it doesn't really just stop at the university level either. There were 1,000 officials in the U.S. Agency for International Development, otherwise known as USAID, part of the State Department, that signed an open letter calling for immediate ceasefire. They were criticizing the administration's policy and the way that they were dealing with Israel and what was going on with Gaza. In fact, a number of leaders in the State Department have resigned. It's actually kind of restored my faith and confidence in government that if you are not a 100% player with that organization, where you understand that the entity's interests outweighs the individual's, you leave. That's the appropriate thing to do. So three have left. There's 997 others that ought to leave of the 1,000 officials that you and me and others are actually paying their salary, and they're trying to work against the best interests and the interests of this administration, criticizing this administration. And they are in the department that actually helps formulate and implement the administration's position as it relates to diplomacy. Can you make this up? How crazy is this? And we're going to continue to finance these families and these thoughts that are going on there. I mean, it's no different than at home, right? Do you agree with your significant other 1,000% of the time? No, you don't. You know, you work through it. You compromise. You understand there's a give and take. You understand that there's people that have a different feeling. But these folks are going so far as to trying to disrupt what we're actually doing as a government, and they are working in the department with that's their primary and sole responsibility. Move them to the Department of Transportation or somewhere else. Get them out of the State Department. There's no space for these folks. Who's running the ship? You know, when you went to school, you kind of feared administration, right? As a student. And that little fear factor kind of keeps things somewhat calm. When you give it up and you placate those, what happens? That fear's gone. They don't fear administration. They don't believe that you're going to stand for everything. So they're going to do what they want, when they want, how they want, and where they want. And that's where we find ourselves today. And that's why this is a defining moment for the university systems across this country. Stand up. Let people know who's in charge. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up. What say you?
Hey, Newell, thanks for taking my call. I cannot agree with you more. And I say this all the time. It doesn't matter what political ideology you are, what religion, ideology, what your ethnicity is. If you live under the freedoms and protections of this great country, that alone you should honor, regardless of how you feel about those other things I just mentioned. And it just blows my mind that we're seeing what we're seeing, especially at the college level, and that it's being allowed, and that we've become afraid to say, wait a minute, this isn't Republican, Democrat, Christian, Catholic, Jewish, America first. This is where we live, people. This is our country that we enjoy these beautiful freedoms and protections. And Newell, I have a lifelong friend who's a retired U.S. Secret Service agent. And he said this to me recently. He's got extensive experience in international affairs. He said, if we took these people, these pro-Hamas, these anti-American people, and we dropped them off in these territories occupied by these terrorists, they would beg, plea, and cry for America to save them. They have no idea what they're even screaming about. It's just so sickening to me. No, you and I don't have to agree politically. We don't have to agree theologically. But we can agree that we're Americans. We're Americans.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
Absolutely. You know, Mike, what's interesting, I got a text here. It says, Newell, why don't you ever have a pro-Palestinian speaker on your show? These students are American and they have the right to protest. I never said that these kids did not have the right to protest. What I said was, is that they don't have the right to violate the law and they don't have the right to violate the rules and the regulations of the university, which is exactly what they're doing. The university and government is allowed to put time, place, and manner restrictions on free speech. And a lot of what is in place has already been tested for its constitutionality, and it has been embraced. But what we have done now is we have let them run amok and do whatever it is that they want. School is canceled. More and more schools are being canceled. They figure they're going to wait till this runs out this year's term. Many of the universities end in the first and second week of May, and they figure we'll just wait till then and all of this is going to go away. They're wrong. It's not going to go away. Why? Because they recognize that they now are in control and they're not going to relinquish control. Control's powerful.
You're right, Noel.
Control's powerful.
No, you're right.
You give it to them, they're keeping it. These are allegedly smart people that are the presidents of these universities. And I simply ask, what do you fear? What do you fear? That students are going to say, well, I'm no longer going to go to Columbia. For every student that's at Columbia, there's 1,000 students that want to go to Columbia.
That's right.
I said this about the Google workers when they fired those Google workers. And the head of that org of Google said, we're a business. We're not kowtowing to this BS. And I said then, for every one of those folks that they let go, there's 1,000 that'll take that job tomorrow. So I simply ask you, what do you fear? Meanwhile,
Noel, I couldn't agree with you more.
The whole university system's gone amok. I mean, this is spreading like wildfire. Last night, four NOPD officers, Mike, injured, dealing with bullshit in Jackson Square and putting up resistance when the officers come out there to clear the area. They want to stand their ground. We have limited number of officers. We now have four officers injured. And what we ought to be collectively standing up in this community is like, no way, no how. We need every officer that we can have on the street responding to the calls. We're not putting up with this BS by these protesters. It's against the law what they did. They don't allow tents in Jackson Square. And I applaud the NOPD's approach. Clear it out. The gates get locked at the regular time, 7 p.m. Done. You're out. Take them to jail. And hopefully this DA does the right thing. This is one of those ideological quagmires, though, Mike, where we never know where the DA is going to fall on this issue. But the fact that four officers were injured last evening, they should be aggressively prosecuted and sent to jail. And just yesterday, we had three Kenner officers shot, right? We should not be tolerating this conduct as it relates to this issue. And amazing, at Emory University, everybody's all upset because an officer took a female professor, the chair of the philosophy department, down to the ground when she kept approaching an officer from his back who was trying to have another individual succumb to his legal authority, and they were fighting as well. You don't approach an officer from his back, not ever. That's a significant breach, and it puts that officer at risk. And then all of a sudden she wants to apologize because she understood that she has no emotional intelligence. And she let this thing get away from her. She got exactly what she deserved. Exactly what she deserved. You're going to bring order and structure to that? That is what's going to happen. You do not put your hands on the police, or you're going to jail. Thank you, Mike, for the call. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Would love to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, the other thing that's kind of disconcerting about all of this as well is you will remember in the aftermath of the murder of George Floyd, the Summer of Love, right? You're seeing some of the same similarities here, right? Where we're going to stand back and let the protest occur, and then it moves from relative quiet to complete chaos, destruction of property. You've heard me say, give an inch, they take a foot. Give a foot, they take a yard. Well, that lexicon is coming back, right? Mostly peaceful. If you look at what mainstream media is talking about and what they're writing about, these mostly peaceful protests, right? Well, I always like to go look at the definition of words. Peaceful is an adjective, and, you know, free from disturbance, tranquil. Can anybody really legitimately characterize what we see going on across this country as mostly peaceful? I can't. The members of mainstream media must think we're stupid. I mean, a picture speaks a thousand words. We can see what's going on. We can see what they're doing. We understand exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're doing it with purpose, and they're backing these educational leaders into a corner, and they can't seem to get out of their own way. But mostly peaceful? Are you kidding me? It's anything but that. And consider the following. My heart goes out to these families who have made incredible sacrifices to send their kids to Crazy Town, USA for 4 years. They've made these sacrifices. They will continue to make sacrifices. And graduations are being canceled. Can you believe this? It's bad enough that we have a graduation set up, these affinity graduations, where everybody, you know, has to be recognized or get the participation trophy in their own way amongst those that are similarly identified as themselves. Again, Crazy Town, USA. But now we're canceling them all. We can't even celebrate our accomplishments because we've let these pro-Palestinian supporters disrupt an incredible custom of coming together and celebrating the accomplishments of the seniors, the students, as they go through a rite of passage and leaving that institution, maybe for more education or going out into the workforce to start a family, to start supporting themselves and alike, and they're robbed of that as well. And we're supposed to feel sympathy for these protesters? All of these people that are making these sacrifices for a bunch of recalcitrant little punks to violate the rules and the regulations of the universities and the laws of the state that these universities find themselves in, or the counties or parishes that they find themselves in. I hope that all of these educational leaders lose an incredible amount of sleep, that they mentally suffer, really. Because they're making a lot of other people, because of their lack of decision making, their lack of leadership, their cowardice, they are putting a lot of mental strain on a lot of families that do not deserve it. They do not deserve it. Their kids worked hard. Their kids worked hard to prove themselves. Their kids worked hard to reach an accomplishment level, and you are robbing them of one of the most important experiences of that rite of passage as they leave the university. And I hope that keeps you up at night, because it should, because you can never make it up to those families ever again. And I hope that all the prospective students out there read the tea leaves of the educational society and gain a better understanding of whether or not this is a university that you want to attend. One that is willing to rob you of these very important experiences and rites of passage. And don't reward them with your money, your time, your effort, your support. Just say no. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we will visit with Jeff Freeman, president and CEO of U.S. Travel Association. There seems to be a little disagreement on aviation security.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.